This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Big announcement. How Did This Get Made Live is coming to LA. That's right, on February 13th, we're doing a live episode at Largo. Come check us out if you're anywhere in the vicinity. You can get your tickets at Largo LA. It's on February 13th. It's going to be a very special Valentine's Day episode, so I think you will enjoy that. Now, here's a movie that I think is going to be one of the most interesting episodes of How Did This Get Made that we have done, because it divided the group. We've never had that happen before, and it was all over a movie about a young boy who grows from a garden. That's right, Jennifer Garner and Joel Edgerton can't have a baby, so they write down on pieces of paper the baby that they want, bury it in the garden, and out sprouts a young Timothy Green, a boy with leaves on his legs. Take a listen.
You couldn't have tried harder. We have explored every medical option.
Tonight, let's have a kid.
You heard what the doctor said. Give it up.
There we go. Our kid would never give up.
You know, that kind of kid that would be a glass half full person.
Picasso with a pencil.
Yes. Our kid would rock.
We so agree.
Just once, our kid got to score the winning goal.
There's something you need to see.
Hi. Hi. Is he for us?
Mom. Dad.
I'm getting that feeling.
Where did he come from?
This is one of my favorite crazy movies of all time. I know it's a kid's movie. I know it's a fantasy, but I think it's insane. And I'm going to say that for The Odd Life of Timothy Green, it is probably one of the oddest episodes of How Did This Get Made. So next week, tune in for more of a serious discussion than we have ever had on the show. I think you'll like it. Our special guest next week is the one, the only, Tim Heidecker. You can check him out weekly on Cinema, on ThingX.com. It's his podcast with Greg Turkington, which is really funny. Now, on to corrections and omissions. We have a couple of corrections and omissions coming in here today. This is a chance for you to yell at us. Basically, you know, when you're listening to a podcast in the car, like, no, you dummy, this is what they meant. This is a chance for you to do that in a section that we like to call corrections and omissions.
Correction.
So the one thing that everyone told us about Anaconda, and there are a couple things, was it's not French. They speak Portuguese in Brazil, and that's it. Everyone told us that very angrily. I don't even remember what we said in the context of it, but okay, fine, they speak Portuguese. You're happy now? We acknowledged you.
Omission.
But JNut08 goes, it's actually a very astute point. I like to think of Anaconda as an unofficial sequel to the movie Deliverance. John Voight's character just couldn't deal with real life after the events of Deliverance, so he moved down to South America, got caught up in the dangerous world of the Anaconda black market, and that's where we pick it up. You know what, JNut? I like to agree with you. I think that the Anaconda would be a great sequel to Deliverance. You know, not enough squealing like pigs, but there is a lot of hissing like snakes, so I think it works.
Correction.
Also, there's a lot of debate over what Ice Cube meant when he was talking to J-Lo. He said, "As my girl from the SC." Now, we assumed it was South Central. A lot of people are assuming it's USC because they have a great film school. We don't know. We'll never know. So anyone out there knows Ice Cube? Ask him. Let's find out.
Correction.
Now, not only are we just doing corrections and omissions for Anaconda, we're also going back just a little bit. I went to the corrections and omissions forum on earwolf.com and found one for Sleepaway Camp that I felt was worthy of reading. We still don't quite understand how Ricky got to that house and how Angela came a part of the family without them knowing that Angela was a boy, etc., etc. This is how this person, and I say this person because I forgot to copy their username, came up with it. This movie was crazy. I noticed in the beginning one of the kids asks, is Ricky coming with the aunt? And the dad says no. So presumably, Ricky was already at camp when the accident happened. So, if Angela moved in right after the accident, how did Ricky go all those years without noticing that she was Peter? And presumably, his girl cousin already had a name at 6 or 7 years old, so I guess Angela was already the dead girl's name? Oh, that's a good point. So the girl who died was Angela, and they just made... Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I buy that. That's actually a really good point. We never thought about that. A boy and a girl are killed, and they forced him to become a sister. Ooh, weird. It goes on to write that you won't believe that this original movie was the best written and most logical of the series. The sequels are fucking insane. So that is the end of Corrections and Omissions. Join us next time. Now it is time to go to the viewer mailbag. These are questions written by you, answered by me. Here we go. Greg Coes, do you think that Vin Diesel from Find Me Guilty could talk Vin Diesel from Fast and the Furious out of kicking his ass? No, man. When Vin Diesel wants to kick your ass, Toretto is going to kick your ass. We all know that Vic Toretto does not deal with reason. He deals with cars, not people. All right, so there's your answer. And plus, by the way, who's ever saw Find Me Guilty? I don't think that character is super classic. Mark Kushno writes, do these jeans make me look fat, P-H-A-T? Damn, Mark. Yeah, you look totally fat. You look like fat, like in Fat Girls with Monique in those jeans. Francis Rizzo 3 writes, how soon is now? It will be actually February 10th. Gustavo Lewis writes, is Nicolas Cage watching me at night? Yes. Nicolas Cage is essentially Krampus. He watches all the people in the world, all the movie watchers, and he makes sure that when they are not enjoying a movie, he pops up into it and gives them ultimate pleasure. He is a Easter Bunny of pleasure. I want to see a picture of Easter Bunny of pleasure with Nick Cage's face. Now, this is a good question, more of a serious question from John Bollinger. He writes, I'm a big movie fan. Do you guys keep your old VHS tapes or do you dump them? You know, that's a good question. I have a whole room, not room, I have a whole box full of VHS tapes and I've refused to throw them away, but I don't have a VHS player. I'm never going to watch them again, but I made some great cuts. I made some great tapes of TV shows. I don't know if I could ever part with them. The one he asked me, what's the one VHS movie you'll never throw out? Mine is the Ali G show from the BBC. I was visiting the UK a long, long time ago before Ali G was big and famous. And I bought this tape and I was like, this guy is amazing. You guys, you're never going to hear of him because he's from the UK and he's so different and so cool. Now he's obviously a huge star. But I found him first when he was also hugely popular in the UK. Greg Morris writes, any plans to have anyone from the league be a guest on the podcast? Greg, yes. Steve Ranazzisi is coming up in a very soon future episode. And then finally, Ernesto Aracia asks, why was Lucy from Peanuts such a bitch? Because her family was fucked up, man. Her mom was bipolar. Her dad was on antidepressants. The only joy that she got out of life was that sadistic thing of pulling up the football. That was it. You know, she started her own psychology thing because her parents are so messed up. Lucy is the product of bad parenting. And the fact that you call her a bitch really upsets me, man. She's not a bitch. She's just troubled and she needs help. And people like you, Ernesto, really label people in the wrong way. All right, that is it for Q&A. We'll see you next time. Close that mailbag. All right, everybody, that is it for our mini episode. Check out The Odd Life of Timothy Green. It is available on iTunes. and see where you fall on this. Do you love it? Do you hate it? You'll see soon enough. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Scheer, and definitely get your tickets to Largo, LA to see How Did This Get Made Live? How Did This Get Made Live? On February 13th. See you then. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.